Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here is your host, Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director for CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Can children's lives really be impacted and transformed by the gospel message? This week, we are airing the second half of the CEF of Illinois ministry presentation that we shared at our recent George Barna Kids Matter Most conference that we had this past fall. We hope you enjoyed listening to not only our CEF of Illinois ministry report, but also are reminded anew of the power of the gospel to change and transform the lives of children, both now and for eternity. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you enjoy.
We're just so thankful for all of our ministry partnerships and our relationship with pastors and churches all across Illinois. But most of all, we are thankful to the Lord for this wide open door that He has given to His people, not to CEF, but to His people, to God's people, for such a time as this. And so in the last few minutes, I just want to just share with you a little bit of just a praise to the Lord of what He's doing in our state right now, and just some exciting things. Just this last August, we just found out from the Springfield School District, we have been trying to start an after-school Good News Club since last spring, but then it just didn't happen for some different reasons. And so now we had the official word from Springfield that they were okay before in the spring of having us use a building for an after-school Good News Club, but they weren't sure they were going to let us pass out the flyers to the children. So their school district lawyers looked at it. And this past August, they came back and they said yes to not only the building usage, but this August, they also said yes to the permission slips being given out to the children through the public school. And this is huge. And what this means right now is that means that every 20-some elementary schools in Springfield, Illinois, our capital city, is now open to an after-school Good News Club. Pardon me, I just want to move down to Springfield and see what God wants to do down there. We just need churches to adopt these schools. But like Pastor Cook was sharing, I do ask your prayer because we're going to go ahead and pilot one as a staff and some other volunteers. And so our first Good News Club, as far as I know, in the history of Illinois, is going to start next Thursday, October 25th. And we're going to have an after-school Good News Club next Thursday, next week in Springfield, Illinois. So we're just super pumped about that. But that same open door, it's not just in Springfield, it is around the state, and most all districts are open, and we have that same open door right here in District 150 here in Peoria, Illinois, and also this Monday. So we have two brand new Good News Clubs starting next week. We have one in Springfield on Thursday, and this Monday, just in 2 days, we have a brand new Good News Club that's starting in Lincoln Grade School, which is K-8. And this is very unique because we have some of you that are here tonight that are part of that Good News Club, so great to see you here. And so it's several different churches, a lot of different churches that are coming together. I mean, I think it's like four or five different churches are coming together just to adopt this one school. We think it's going to be very big with 50-plus children that are coming. So again, we appreciate your prayers for that. And so we just want to see this ministry grow because this is not our ministry. We just really see that this is the open door that God has given to us. And right now, we have over 74 Good News Clubs throughout our state, north, south, east, and west, from top to bottom. And you'll see all these different names of the towns and cities that we're in right now with Good News Club. And what that means is every week throughout the school year, almost 2,000 children every week are going to their elementary public school once a week after school, and they're hearing the good news of the gospel message of Jesus Christ and the grace of God that alone can change a child's life and transform it as they learn to live in light of the gospel message of God's grace. And we're just so thankful for what God is doing and what He will yet do. But yet, if you look there on the screen, there's a lot of names listed, but there's a lot of names that are not listed. There's so many towns, so many cities, so many places, so many schools, so many districts that we are not in. And it's not because the door is not open. Marlene List is one of our state board members for CEF, and she also serves as our prayer chairman. I'm just so thankful to her. But at the last meeting that we had for our monthly prayer time, we get together the first Saturday of every month, and she shared a devotional. And at first, when she asked us to turn to that passage, I thought, where are you going? Because it was an obscure passage. It was from 2 Chronicles 17. I actually had to text her today and ask her, where was that at? And because for some reason, it just, it, I did didn't, when she was sharing that with us, I was like, where is that in the Bible? But it talks about how the Levites took the book of the law of the Lord, and they went throughout the land of Judah, and they went from city to city, and they taught the people. And when Marlene was sharing that as a devotional, I was like, that's it. That's the goal. That's our desire. We want to go. We want to take God's word and go throughout our land of Illinois, throughout our state, and we want to go from city to city and town to town, and we want to proclaim the gospel message of God's grace alone in Christ alone to the boys and girls who have yet to hear. But can a ministry like this, can it really make a gospel impact? Can a ministry like this, can it really transform a child's life? Well, just last month, I received an email from a mother that was writing to me, and I didn't know her, and she probably didn't know me. She just knew that I was a state director, so she was just writing to CEF. She found our address, and she wanted to share with us, and she wanted to thank CEF and the local church that 10 years earlier had come together to start an after-school Good News Club in her daughter's public elementary school. And she wanted to thank us for the impact that it made in her daughter's life. Well, her daughter is no longer in an elementary school, you can imagine. That was over 10 years ago. Her daughter is now past high school. She's in college. And before I say anything else, I just want to let you know that I asked permission from both the mother and from the daughter to share the testimony with you tonight. I actually did talk to the daughter as well, and her name is Gracie. And I love that name, Gracie. Reminds of the grace of God. And so Gracie, she shared that it was in that after-school Good News Club in her public elementary school where she learned about Jesus and who Jesus is and why Jesus came and what Jesus provides for all those who by faith alone, by God's grace alone, trust in Christ alone as our Lord and Savior. But not only it was there in the Good News Club that she learned about Jesus, but also she learned about the love of Jesus from those faithful workers who came in week by week from that church that they didn't have to do that. No one was paying them to do that. There was other things those volunteers could have been doing, but they came in faithfully. And for those several years that Good News Club met, they were pointing Gracie to Christ. But life for Gracie was not always easy because her mother is a believer in Jesus Christ, but her father is a Muslim. And when Gracie was in middle school, she was forced to learn how to read and write Arabic so that she could study and learn the Quran. But praise God, the grace of the gospel of Jesus Christ held her fast, the truth of Christ, the truth of God's word, and it would not let her go. God will not let us go. We're saved by his grace, and he will not let go of us by his grace. And so when she got into high school, her faith in Christ and commitment to Christ and her belief and trust in God's word only deepened. And then when she went off to college this past year, again, she just knew who she believed in, why she believed in. And so she called up her pastor, and she wanted to make a public profession of faith that's by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, that she knew that she had the forgiveness of sins because of her faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Gracie just represents just one testimony out of hundreds, out of perhaps thousands, but also it represents all the children like Gracie who need to yet hear the simple message of God's grace. So can a ministry like this, can it make a gospel impact? Can a ministry like this, can it transform a child's life? Yes. Yes, absolutely yes. But it's not about us. It's not about anything that we do. It's not any about our ministries or programs. It's because of simply the power of the gospel to change a life. And it's the power of the transforming message of the gospel of God's grace and living in light of the gospel of God's grace that can change and continue to transform their lives from now into eternity. I just want to thank you for being with us here tonight, and I'm just so glad that you're able to come. Again, there's so many of you that I could just almost call you by name. It's just so thank you for coming. It's just my desire tonight. It's the desire of our state board that we just want to be a blessing to you. We want to be an encouragement to you. And one of the ways that we want to be encouragement to you is that we want to give you the gift of this book. And we had a donor that made this available. So we're just asking if you would consider a gift of any amount. We would recommend maybe $25 or more. And we want to give a copy of George Barna's book that he wrote called Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions. But I just want to let you know that I read this book years ago. And I think I underline, I star, and I circle pretty much the whole book. I mean, that's just how I read books. I have it with a pen in hand. I don't read without a pen in my hand. And my staff, they know that I go through pens like water. In fact, I'm always asking them, you need to order me more pens. I keep running out. And so in preparation for our conference tonight, I just decided, you know what? I'm going to read that again. And of course, my book was all marked up, so I grabbed a fresh copy. And I did the same thing again and got my pen out and started marking through it. But this time, I just want to share with you, I read it with different eyes. The first time I read it years ago, I read it with the eyes of a missionary. I read it with the eyes of a ministry director of a children's ministry. But this time when I read it with the eyes of a mother, as the eyes of a parent. And you know, there is no greater calling that we can be entrusted in and to raising and training up our children to know Christ, to love Christ, and to make him known. And that is an awesome, awesome privilege, but it is also an awesome responsibility. And you know what? Sometimes just the weight of that responsibility can be crushing because we know that we cannot live up to that responsibility like we should. We know, I know how many times we have failed our children and failed the Lord, but praise God, it is not about us, and it never depends upon us. It's about the gospel of God's grace that has the power to change life and to transform life, and we know that's true because we know that grace of God's gospel has never let go of us, and he is changing us inside and out, and we can trust that same gospel of God's grace will also change and transform the life of our children to the future generations. The program that you were handed to when you first came in, I would like you to take that out right now if that's okay. And I just wanted to share with you our special offering that we're going to have. We're not going to do the offering right now after the second message with George Barna, Jairo, who goes to this church, and I just love Jairo's. He's one of my favorite, and he's going to be sharing a song with you, and that was when we'll take our special offering. But I just want to let you know about our financial need. And inside there's an insert, and on there's a program on one side. On the back of it, it's more information about our $30,000 financial goal for this evening. And the bottom line is we just need to see an additional $30,000 that comes in before the end of this fiscal year to meet all of our financial needs, not only for this year, but also so we can get started in a good and strong place and going forward for next year. But I also wanted to share with you, even though that is accurate, the $30,000, what our financial need is, I just wanted to share with you that our greatest need that we struggle with in our ministry is just our daily, our operational cash flow of our month-to-month financial giving. It's what I call the deep yo-yos of our inconsistent cash flows. And so we just look to the Lord, but also we just want to just let you know that inside there's also a card and an envelope. And so in addition to the $30,000, what we need going forward into 2018 is we need committed monthly partners. And I'll just be straight talk and honest with you. A lot of our donors that have supported this ministry for years, for decades, have gone home to be with Jesus. And so our financial monthly commitment has really dropped. And so maybe there's some of you that you might just want to start supporting our ministry going forward for $25 a month or $50 a month or $100 a month or whatever the Lord is putting on your heart to do. And also I want to let you know on the back side of that card, there's also electronic giving options. So we actually are in the 21st century now. And so there's a way that you can do that as well. But maybe you just want to take that home and pray about it, and whatever the Lord would have you to do, that's what we want. For 81 years, CEF's financial policy has never changed. And I don't see us ever veering from that. And that's simply this, is to ask God and to tell his people. So we look to him. We trust in him to provide and meet all of our needs. Thank you again for coming tonight. It's just like a big family reunion. It's just your presence is just an encouragement to us. But ultimately, I just want to say this, that tonight is not about CEF. I know that might shock you, but it's not. And it's not about anyone here. It's ultimately about Christ and about his precious gospel message and the gospel message of God's grace that alone has the power to change and transform lives and the lives of our children, both now and for eternity. And that's why children matter most, because children matter to Christ.
Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations. If you are interested in receiving a copy of the DVD of the complete Kids Matter Most CEF Conference with George Barna, just contact us at 309-688-9699 at our CEF of Illinois State Office. For a gift of any amount, we will be glad to send to you a copy of the DVD or of George Barna's book called Transforming Children into Spiritual Champions. We appreciate so much your prayers and your support for our end-of-the-year remaining need of $30,000 to support our CEF of Illinois statewide ministry in reaching boys and girls for Christ. Thank you again for listening, and we hope you join us again next week as we begin our airing of the second message that George Barna shared at the conference called Raising Children to be Spiritual Champions. Until then, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
I don't want to forget, so please tell me again.